Did you see the astonishing new study that showed that Amish children have virtually no cancer, diabetes, heart disease, or autism? This is proof right here, by the way, that it's the Western medicine and Western food lifestyles that cause these diseases. So cancer is caused by the foods that people eat. They're pro-cancer foods, and then they put on, you know, all these creams and lotions and laundry detergents and shampoos, and they all contain cancer-causing fragrance chemicals. So, of course, people get cancer when they bathe their skin in cancer-causing chemicals, so that really shouldn't be a surprise. But, of course, vaccines are also a big part of this, not only the autoimmune disorders, but also the cancer. So, especially mRNA vaccines promote cancer like crazy. And frankly, it's so bad with the food and the medicine that Western medicine should be considered engaged in child abuse. And I'm not even talking about the transgender mutilations. I'm just talking about all the vaccines. That's child abuse. That is medical violence against children. The entire vaccine schedule is nothing but violence, violence, violence. The Amish children don't get any of those vaccines normally. And they're fine. I wonder, why is that? How could that be? Also, the Amish children, of course, they don't eat a lot of processed garbage foods. They tend to be involved in, of course, growing their own food and making their own food. So it's holistic food or whole foods, you know, whole grains. They're growing corn, you know, they're growing wheat. They're growing oats. They're doing meat and milk and cheese. And in eating all these things, they're actually healthier than American vegetarians, by the way, who many of whom are just eating a lot of processed vegetarian foods that are just junk. So this is not about meat. This is about whether you're eating, you know, fresh meat versus the toxic processed meat that's produced in Western, you know, food factories and so on, you know, with the sodium nitrite in it. The toxic processed meat is what's, you know, contributing to everybody's diabetes and heart disease and cancer and so on. But meat itself is not the culprit. And by the way, when you see scientific studies that look at what meat consumption is linked to, you know, where they take 10,000 people and they ask them how much meat you have, and then they draw a correlation with what diseases they have, well, typically those 10,000 meat eaters are mainstream people eating processed meat. They're not 10,000 Amish meat eaters. If you had 10,000 Amish meat eaters, the results would be completely different. So even when you read these studies that say, oh, meat causes all these diseases, not true, actually. It's mainstream processed meat that causes all these things. Now, although this wasn't addressed by the study that I'm talking about, if you want to talk about mental health in Amish children versus non-Amish children, you know, mainstream American children, I dare say that the Amish children are far more mentally stable and healthy than mainstream American children, who are routinely subjected to all kinds of violent and filthy programming on TV and Netflix and movies and pop culture and pop music and TikTok and just on and on. It's insane. It's an assault on the mind of a child. Plus, in the schools, they get all the transgenderism lunacy pushed on them, which is another kind of insanity. Can you imagine your school teacher telling you you need to cut off your balls and turn into a girl? Well, that's what they do today. That's the public school system is doing that now to all the children they can everywhere across the country. So no wonder the kids are coming out all mentally messed up, because they've been psychologically assaulted by their teachers and counselors and school administrators in some cases. And it would be difficult to emerge from that system mostly sane, even if you tried. You know, the endless, the incessant language programming and guilt tripping of white students and pushing of genitalia, mutilations, it's completely insane. The United States of America, the culture, has gone insane, lost their minds, and we are now, this country is a factory for mentally unstable children, some of whom are going to become, of course, mass shooters and many of those are also going to be on psychiatric drugs. So you notice that whereas the Amish communities treat children with, you know, healthy diets, healthy activities, healthy upbringing, family orientation, and so on. And if a child has a, you know, mental problem, it's treated with the church and the community support and more food that's healthy food, you know, healthy nutrients and so on. Whereas in our Western system, a child that is made unstable through this psychological assault is treated with what? Oh, psychiatric drugs, which makes them suicidal. No wonder you have so many suicides across Western society today, especially among LGBT kids. They're killing themselves like never before. You know, when they realize, hey, maybe I shouldn't have chopped off my genitalia. Should have left that intact, and this bonus hole thing that they put in there isn't working. You know, of course, you go crazy doing that. Can you imagine, like, consenting to having your body all chopped up when you're 11 years old, and then a couple years into that, you're like, what the heck did I do? Why did they make me do this? You know, yeah, a lot of these kids are going to blow their heads apart with, you know, mommy's 9mm or whatever. So that's Western culture. Toxic food, toxic medications, toxic entertainment, toxic government schools, by the way. Get your kids out of those schools. Everything's toxic in Western civilization. Everything. Toxic news, you know, toxic social media, toxic tech. Everything's totally toxic. So the Amish are onto something. The Amish are showing that the Western lifestyle is, in fact, toxic, and it does cause cancer, heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, mental instabilities, and all these things. So it also shows that Western medicine is a failure, total failure, and that the Western food system is a total failure as well. So the upshot of this, by the way, this is the practical how-to item here, is that the closer you can get to an Amish lifestyle, believe it or not, the healthier you're going to be. And what do I mean by an Amish lifestyle? Does that mean you have to go out and become Amish and join the Amish community? Probably not. I mean, good luck with that. They might not want you. They're not open to being just occupied by a bunch of outsiders, you know what I mean? But you can learn from the Amish. You can learn to grow more of your own food. Eat the food you grow. You can learn to reject pharmaceuticals and vaccines, because they actually don't make populations healthier. They make you sicker. They kill people. You can learn to be closer to the food. In other words, to grow what you eat, but also avoid processed foods. So instead of buying stuff at the grocery store all day and eating things that come in boxes, what if you grew more of your own food? Even just a simple home garden, tomatoes, okra, whatever. You harvested some of that, and you use that in more recipes. Just little by little, get closer to what the Amish do. For example, drink raw milk instead of processed store-bought milk. You know, that's a simple one that people can use. Go out and find a raw milk provider. Or go out and find a local food market or farmer's market, a food co-op, something like that. And support those people, get to know those people, and it will rub off on you over time, and you'll find yourself doing more and more of the things that those people do. And if you don't know how to grow food, just start with sprouting. It's the simplest thing in the world. You really can't go wrong with sprouting. It's almost impossible to mess it up, by the way. I mean, it doesn't even require soil or sunlight. So learn about sprouting. Just start doing that. Learn about simple hydroponics. There are a lot of things that you could grow. And then also, like the Amish, get more hands-on. You know, do some home repair projects instead of always having somebody else come over and do it. Oh, is something wrong with the condensation drain on your air conditioning system? Well, you know what? Go on YouTube and search for a solution. Open up the cover. It's probably got some algae growing in there or something, and you can solve that by just cleaning it out, throwing a chlorine dioxide tablet in there to make sure algae doesn't keep growing. I mean, a lot of these things are not that difficult to solve. Man, you got a flat tire? You know, pull that nail out, plug it with a tire plug, pump it up again with the bicycle pump. You know, you can use a foot pump, like I've said many times before. Learn how to fix your own tires. And then travel with a tire plug kit, by the way. You're going to need that, because sooner or later you're going to run over a nail or something like that. So make sure you know how to. It's a very basic type of skill, by the way. It doesn't require a lot of rocket science to do that. If you can tie your shoes, you can plug a tire. It's probably just that maybe nobody taught you that before. So you know how Western kids are, their entire lives are consumed through their mobile devices and their online worlds, whereas Amish kids are living in the real world, in the 3D kinetic world, and they're not living their lives through their mobile devices. And those mobile devices are making kids mentally ill. You know, TikTok, for example, twisting the minds of the youth, which is all being done on purpose by communist China, by the way. Amish kids aren't doing TikTok. You know, they're learning how to do, like, you know, woodworking and hands-on skills. How to milk a cow, how to harness a horse, you know, how to do real things that matter in the real world. And you notice, by the way, that when society collapses, if the internet goes down or the power grid goes down or the monetary system goes down, you know, the Amish are going to be just fine, by the way. They're going to be just fine. They can manage because they're living closer to that situation anyway, whereas all these, you know, high-tech Western cities with all their just-in-time delivery and all their Wi-Fi is all breeding cancer and violence anyway. Well, they're going to collapse into total violence. Just runaway Mad Max scenarios. So I would rather be on an Amish farm when that happens. Hey, I wonder, do the Amish use AR-15s? Do the Amish use guns at all? I don't know, actually. That's an interesting question. You would think that they would need some kind of a basic rifle or pistol as a tool on the farm. So I would guess that Amish use basic firearms, but maybe not AR-15s, but just functional firearms for a ranch, because I don't know how you could survive without a firearm on a ranch. But anyway, they're probably going to need those when, you know, society collapses and all these people rush over to the Amish farms looking for food. The Amish are going to be in a conundrum. It's like, hey, we can only feed so many people, and the zombies are coming. So what do you think? It's going to be Amish versus zombies, which sounds like a movie, but could be a scenario coming to a theater near you, actually, in the real world. I know I'm mixing metaphors. Sorry about that. But anyway, think about this. Get closer to the Amish lifestyle. You're going to be healthier and more handy as a result. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. I'm not Amish, but I respect the Amish and the Mennonites, by the way. I respect the Mennonites, too. And the Amish. So, yeah, we could learn a lot from both groups. So check out more of my podcasts on Brighteon.com or read my articles on naturalnews.com. Take care.